I'm Drea.
I'm Meg.
I'm Tina.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Parted Mustache. Welcome to Parted Mustache, a podcast about knitting within the fiber arts and how awesome it is!
Yeah!
All right, now that we've settled down a little bit.
Have we?
Have we?
That's a big ask.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm hosting, so that means we're not going to take anything serious.
I like that, though.
Before we get into today's topic, let's find out what everybody's working on this week.
Drea!
Absolutely nothing.
Because
I finished my project!
Woo!
I actually have two wins, so we'll start with this one.
Okay.
I did finish the French Can-Can by Mademoiselle C. I used Madeline Tosh DK for the body in Home Means Nevada, and the border was Mad Tosh Vintage in Bourbon Rye. I love the way that this came out. The colors are beautiful. The cables are, as Meg said to me earlier, super defined. It's very squishy. Not only did I finish this, I did weave in all of my ends.
Whoa.
I know. Like, immediately.
Whoa. Yeah, immediately. Absolutely.
Immediately.
You know what's great? We have a matchy project, only mine's a jellyfish.
Oh my God, it is true. It's true. The same colors.
Wait, so you're saying while she's wearing that, she can hold a jellyfish?
Yeah, and they match.
Actually, got something for this.
Okay.
This clues into part two. Part two.
Part two.
I actually blocked and I photographed the Arachne shawl.
Whoa!
I'm very, proud of myself because blocking is hard.
Yeah.
But it did come out beautifully. And not only did I block it, I did photograph it and I have found the perfect model for all of my knits moving forward. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that Frank is my new model.
He takes
congratulations, Frank.
Oh my God. He took such good photos.
What a job promotion for Frank.
I know. And you know what? He's going to wear this one after I block
it's going to look good.
Oh, it's going to look so good. And you know what? If you do want him to hold the jellyfish and we can get a twofer photo.
Oh, man.
Like, can you imagine how good that photo is going to be?
Matching.
Wearing this shawl and holding a matching jellyfish. Oh, my God. It's like blowing my mind just thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I am so stoked.
Let's make the magic happen.
I'm going to. Frank doesn't know it yet, but man.
Frank, hold this. Please let's not tell him until he's actually wearing the shawl and then be like, hold this.
Yes.
Please hold this. It matches.
That's my plan. I don't think that he listens every week. So a strong possibility.
I love it.
Be like, but Frank, how else are people going to know the plenty of uses of this yarn?
This is a really good point.
The versatility.
Right.
It is versatile.
Mm-hmm. That was the word.
It's going to be so good. So yes, I am working on nothing because I finished everything.
I mean, that's a fantastic update over there.
I know.
That's a
good
one.
I'm very stoked, especially because the last few times I'm just ho-hum, slugging away.
But you did it.
I did do it. I'm very much in the vein of doing it these days.
Good.
Yeah.
Meg? That's one way to transition.
I've been I can't say I did finish the hat I was working on in our last episode.
I loved that.
Thank you. Mariel stole
it fall
immediately.
Of course.
Literally the minute that it came off the blocking rack, she was like, a hat. And this morning Jess sent a picture of her getting dressed for school, all dressed in her jeans and her t-shirt and this hat that in no way matched the rest of it, but it looked so good. I was happy. I finished the Speranza beanie. It's blocked. I like it. I probably will never wear it because my kid's gonna wear it.
But at least it's getting worn.
It's getting, and that's fine. that's fine. Ocean Stones has kind of been in a timeout for not because I'm not enjoying it, but just because I have had, it's the second week of school. I have very little wherewithal to do anything.
Congratulations.
No, it's not done yet, man. It's
but you got through the first week-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Week-ish.
That counts.
Yeah. So if I get like a row done every night, I consider that a win because generally I'm home and I'm too tired to do anything. That one's in timeout right now. I'm also crocheting squares again. Don't ask. And I am working at this moment in time on my Franken sweater, which had been put down for a while I was trying to crank out that beanie. Believe it or not, I'm getting close to the second yoke increase. I'm getting there. So I'm working on it in Critical Hit Dyes Ranger with in the colorways Daylight. And this one right now is Daylight and In Bulk held double. And eventually I'll drop Daylight and I'll just do two In Bulk and I'll just keep going. I've got a fade idea going on. So we'll see if this thing ever sees the light of day. But right now it's a really good project to just knit round and round when I have got no capacity to do anything else.
Considering your workload, I think that's a good update too. Yeah.
I started my own school last week too, like my own classes.
Nice.
for me. And no.
No time.
Well,
no.
we'll give Meg no. we'll give Meg a break and check in with Jess.
So I am still working on the Enchantment Shawl by Susanna IC. I'm onto the lace part. I finished the beaded top part and now I'm at the beaded lace part, and it's going. I feel like I'm going to be playing Yarn Chicken at some point, but I'm not sure yet, so we'll see.
The nice thing about playing Yarn Chicken with your own yarn is you can just make
the
more
great thing about playing Yarn Chicken with this yarn is that it's the Shadow of Erin gradient, which means the end of it is just white. So I don't have to dye anything. I can just add that in there. So that's a plus. I still have a couple projects I need to block in the wings right now. Actually, they're both pretty much the same project, just different sizes. I have the I Am Dragon 2 and the I Am Dragon, is it Revamp or is the
Remix.
Newest one? Remix. Both of those are done. They need to be blocked, but they need to be steam blocked, and the wherewithal for that right now.
She finished I Am Dragon 2 a year ago.
Yeah.
So when we say like things have needed to be blocked, they've been needed to be blocked for a while.
Well, to be fair for both of those as well, I need to get the clips that I have to add on to them as well. And I'm being lazy about that too, because
that's a lot to do though.
As so many things, and I have to order and buy things, you know.
It's too many things.
It's a lot. So they're sitting there.
Put
they're
some
done.
Things back.
They're nice. I also have that jellyfish that I started, but then I got distracted by a beaded shawl. So the jellyfish is mostly done. It's got bobbles, so that's waiting while I do beads instead.
Nice.
Yeah, jellyfish.
Jellyfishes.
Jellyfishes.
Tina, what you doing?
Well, I kind of have good news, too, and I think Jess's is good news, too. I think everybody's got good news.
We all have good news today.
Everybody's got good news.
So, I'm excited for your good news.
Yeah, so as the folks here at this table can see, I have a project.
You do.
I have a pattern.
I'm excited for you.
And you even have a little cast on.
I have a what?
Cast on.
Cast on.
Oh, I do. Sorry. I don't know why I didn't hear that, but I just didn't. Okay. So, yes, I do have a cast on.
You got a cast on.
And, yeah. And I knit a little cast on. So, that's a win for me because I haven't really done that.
Win.
And.
What are you making? What is it?
Yeah. So, I haven't done these in a while, so I'm a little rusty, and I also like trying to refigure out how to knit after 2 months.
Listen,
of not knitting has been a challenge.
The thing about riding a bike, they never tell you that you still kind of sit there looking at the pedals for a little bit before you recover.
Okay, let's see. So you guys are going to, the reason why I saved this is because you guys are going to laugh at me. So I decided for my first project back that I'm going to do a test knit.
Oh my God, no.
Girl.
What That's is a it? Lot of pressure. What it's did not, you do?
So I figured if I gave myself a deadline, a hard deadline, I would finish it.
Like, okay,
you know,
maybe,
it would make
maybe.
Me stay on the needles and not just go, I can't
And you
do
haven't
this.
Done one in a while. So
I haven't done
it
in a while.
It's been a couple years now.
So, okay. So this one is called Slip on Your Shoulder, and it is by Blame the Knots, who I started following because they did a YouTube video at some point about Part of My Stash. They had talked about us.
Yes.
And so I followed them, and they put out a testing call, and they needed a lady with some assets. And I said, I have that.
And I have those.
So that's the pattern I am doing.
Oh.
Okay. And so I'm casting on now because I told myself I would cast on now. It's not due until like late mid October.
Well, that's good. Okay.
So I have plenty of time. And it is a top, but it's short sleeve and it is a little cropped. And yeah, I think I have plenty of time. Okay. I think I'm fine. So the colorways that I am using, I feel like I haven't done this in such a long time. I feel silly. I am using Critical Hit Dyes in Druid DK, and I'm using the colorways Thunder Wave and Tequila Sunrise.
Ooh.
And how I'm going to make that work, let me tell you. So I decided that I'm going to do Thunder Wave on the sleeves because the sleeves have a detail on them that I want to be able to see. Mm. And I thought, it's going to be too busy. So I was like, I'm going to do Thunder Wave on the sleeves. And then I'm going to do a fade out of the variegated into the solid, back into the variegated on the body.
I love that. That'll be good. That'll look really nice.
That is what I'm going to do. There is tubular on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do the tubular for the collar and the body and the hem in the Tequila Sunrise. And then I'll do the sleeve in the Thunder Wave since it's just solid. Oh,
that sounds awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you.
Yeah,
I'm
excited to
that's
see
my
it.
Plan. I thought about it the other day, and I always said I would like wait for it to like kind of come to me, but I had been, you know, talking with someone else. I can't remember off the top of my head who I was talking with, but I was mentioning that my dad was somebody who did not like to dwell. He just didn't like to sit and like, woe is me. And
it's
like,
true.
He just really didn't like that, to the point that he was like that about his cancer and about like everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, okay, so I know I'm sad and I can continue to be sad, but also like my dad would not want me to stop doing things that I like because I'm sad about him. So I will try and do something fun and different to just kind of reignite my interest and like go that way. So I always liked to test knit. So I'm like, let me try to do a test knit that I think will be reasonable to meet.
Yeah.
Well, and when you really felt called to you too, which is also great.
Yeah, I do like the design a lot. It has a really pretty, you can't see it because I did like my printer has like a toner thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's doing the thing.
But it has this like really pretty texture, like along the shoulder, like up and down the sleeve. It's really
cool.
Oh,
that's fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
It's going to look so good.
So shout out to Blame the Knots. Thanks you for accepting me. I hope you don't find out that this is my first test knit in a long time. But I've done it. I've just, you know, it's been a little rusty right now, but I think it'll be a good get back into the saddle kind of project. So as you may or may not know, we are coming up soon to our 100th episode, and Drea last time spoke about how we are doing a giveaway. So if you are not aware of our giveaway, if you go to our website, we have a big button on our homepage that says enter the giveaway. So in honor of our 100th episode, we will be giving away two amazing prizes courtesy of Jimmy Bean's Wool to celebrate. The first prize will be 5 skeins of Yarn Citizen Harmony Fingering Yarn in Driftwood and a Delacue Maker's Mesh tote bag in teal. So if you'd like to win either of these fantastic prizes, all you have to do is fill out a free entry form below. So if whether you've started listening to us just now on this episode today or you've been since the beginning, you can enter to win. We need some information from you, ideally information that would let us send these things to you. So be sure to make sure you enter our giveaway. If you are interested in Madeline Tosh yarns, DK, or vintage, you can find those from our wonderful sponsor, Jimmy Bean's Wool, at jimmybeanswool.com. And be sure to check out our website, partofmystash.com, for more information, as well as pictures regarding our current projects, patterns, and yarns. So this week we are being absolutely silly, and it's already started because no one can contain themselves right now. But as per usual, I'm not doing anything serious. So the episode topic for today is going to be the zombies. They're coming.
Are they?
The apocalypse has come.
Oh, God.
And
I'm not prepared.
October is almost here.
All we have with us
gonna be breakouts.
Are our tools here for our knitting supplies. We're not going to worry about children or significant others at the moment. We're just going to... They're fine.
It's got real dark.
They found a helicopter and they are already going to the safe zone.
Yeah, they left us behind.
Yeah, we were at a fiber fest or something.
We're recording the episode and, you know, Frank and Pat dropped by and picked up Mariel and we're all good.
We're not,
but not us.
We're,
not.
We're like, no, go. We got to finish this.
No, that didn't come out right. Okay, let me try that again.
It's got real dark.
All right, so in this alternative reality where we just have to worry about the four of us and not the other people.
Yeah.
That's fair.
The four of us. No, just to make it less complicated.
It less complex.
Just us four. Okay. And the zombies,
kids,
coming.
SOs, and pets are all fine.
They're all fine. We're just going to assume they're fine.
Okay.
So the zombies are coming, the apocalypse is nigh, and now we have all we have to save ourselves are our knitting, crochet, and other fiber art supplies. So
whatever is in this bag.
Yes. Let's do that.
Is it literally just our knitting bags?
No, because you guys don't have huge bags on you.
Well, I never have a huge... Listen.
Okay, but if we're here, can we use then, like,
are we doing parameters of the world before we start?
Listen,
this sounds very D&D right now.
It really does.
I'm DMing. I will DM this world.
I got markers.
I would say you got some markers. That's
they're
important.
They're metallic.
Ooh.
And they're permanent.
Oh, good. Best. We can draw on the zombies. Okay, so
this is off to a good
start.
But
if we say it's this house, we've actually do have like a bunch of stuff.
I will say that you have everything that is fiber arts related at your disposal.
I'm just going to go
that
with
you already own.
My bags.
That
so
you already own.
I'm just picturing you. Like, so let me just.
We have a bag of holding. We have a bag of holding, and it's an infinite
for
bag.
You. So, if you are hiking in the White Mountains and there's some of the huts, they have the hut runners, which are these incredibly young and in very, very amazing shape people who basically intern and they schlep all of the gear to and from the huts. And they have these massive frames on their backs in which they carry all of the food and supplies up these incredibly steep mountains. And now I'm just picturing you with one of those big like wooden frames and your whole stash like on your back as we deal with the zombie apocalypse.
Beetle from Legend of Zelda, honestly.
Yeah. Carrying your whole
who can put it down and
guys,
it turns into
guys,
a
stash. Yeah. Not realistic because it would not fit. So we're gonna just So we're just going to pretend we have an endless bag of holding all of our knitting and fiber arts.
So
and
everything is
items.
Just in there. Okay, that's fair.
Okay, so
I am going to live dangerously and just go by whatever I actually carry.
Okay, that's fair. If you want to go with that,
I will live dangerously.
Ooh, okay.
Right. I could do that because if I bring my main knitting bag when I'm going someplace, the things that I put in that.
There could be anything in there.
Right. It's true.
Legitimately.
So I'm going to try my hand at DMing, so I hope I don't embarrass you too much, Meg.
Why would it embarrass me?
Because you're way better at this than I am.
Oh, probably not.
So, okay. So,
set the scene.
The scene is we just finished recording our podcast episode, and we hear groans coming out.
I don't like that.
Down the road. And, you know, it's not the dog next door. It's definitely something else. And yeah, let's start there. We are at the table. You have only the things that are knitting and fiber and crochet related at your disposal. Nothing else in the house. What do you do?
I feel like knitting needles lending themselves to pointy things. But the thing is, when all of us knit with circulars,
yes.
So
I have no straights.
Have to get very close. To actually, and also my points on these are blunt.
Yeah.
Okay.
So unless I'm literally getting into,
so we need the lace needles.
Lace points, yo.
But again, you would have to get so close in order to do damage. Hold on. I don't want to get within arm's reach.
First of all, you don't even know what those groans are.
That's true.
You haven't even discovered that.
What kind?
Maybe you should go discover the groans.
I don't do that.
You don't go look at the groans?
No.
Here's what we do.
From a window, maybe.
The door.
Yeah, from a window.
This is not going to go very far because we're not the stupid people in movies that go towards the groans.
No.
We're going to be like, oh, there's groans outside. Let's make sure all the doors are locked.
And then call 911 and say, okay, suspicious noises.
To get the story hook, all right, I'll decide that at this late hour, I forgot to check the mail.
Sure. Sure. It's way more realistic to say you forgot to take the garbage out.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually way true because I have done that.
Okay,
yeah,
so right. Jess, you have determined that you did not take the trash out.
Yeah, so I got to bring that to the curb. So okay, I take off to the curb.
Go.
And I notice, I hear the groaning. Okay, and I look up the road and... I see just, you know, we don't normally get drunk people on this road, so I've watched these movies and played these video games and I feel like I want to get back inside.
Okay, you have every right to do so. As you get back inside, you turn around and take one last look, and you notice that he's not alone.
Lots. Okay, so I would come inside and be like, "Yo, guys, guys, there's some creepy people down the street right now. It is not Halloween yet."
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
We live in a residential neighborhood.
Do you think they're drunk?
No
drunkies.
No. Closest bar is it's a bit of a distance from here. They'd have to walk pretty far and get pretty lost. You know, all them side streets.
All of a sudden, you hear a rattle at the front door.
The fact that these zombies got up our driveway.
My zombies are grossed. Well, I suppose you could take, I don't know if it would work very well. I was going to say you could take the yarn and use it to reinforce the door, tie up that lock.
Make sure.
I don't know. I feel like, I've got some fingering weight. I feel like that's going to snap pretty fast.
Need some bulky.
I feel like every time people bring up this is a post-apocalyptic life skill, they're always talking about knitting clothes in the apocalypse.
No, sir.
All right. And that's going to take a really long... Like, the way I knit...
So I have some
pretty bad.
Some tips for some interchangeables.
Okay.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
They are size sixes.
Okay.
They're
good
not
to know.
They're not connected to anything, but we could use these to jam the lock.
Could jam the lock.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You could jam the lock. All right. So you jam the lock.
Jam the lock with some size sixes.
We've tied the doorknob with what type of yarn?
Fingering weight.
This is fingering weight.
But here's the thing. I've got one of them. It is actually, I don't know why I have it inside my Notions bag right now, but I have one of those three attached latch hooky thingies that make an I-cord. So you could whip up a stronger fingering weight.
Oh, there you go. Use that to whip up an I-cord.
Less likely to snap.
While you're whipping up a stronger I-cord, all of a sudden the bangs get louder, and you notice by looking out the window that there is at least a dozen figures groaning and banging on your door.
Is this a TPK?
What is a TPK?
Total party kill.
I don't even know what that
means. We're all going to die.
Yeah, you're all going to die. No.
Rocks fall, everyone dies.
We're not all going to die.
No one's going to die.
No one's going to die. I don't know. Are they in the house yet?
They're not in the house yet. Nope. Right. Nobody's in the house yet.
So the other thing, I know we've got the circular needles you don't want to get too close to, but if you right now I've got a part of a shawl going on here. It could make a decent sling.
Are you practicing your shiving?
Yeah. I got these little mini scissors that fold up into themselves. But if you
I'm sorry. I just look over and you're like.
Oh, it could be good. You can hold it between your fingers like this. Okay.
But, you know, right. they do have a sharper point. So if you hit them hard enough, I mean, the whole point, usually, I mean, I'm assuming these are your normal zombies, is you take out the brain. And that's so, I mean, those.
Yeah, we're not doing running zombies, because if we did, we would all die.
Yeah, I don't run.
Immediately.
Not in that kind of shit.
None of us are running. So, yeah, that's we're going to try to give us a chance.
There's the small scissors if you aim with enough force in the brain. Could work. It could work.
All right. So we've all decided our weapons.
I mean,
somewhat.
I have a measuring tape.
And then you realize you forgot to close the garage door. I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there.
That's not that far of reach. That happens at least once a week.
Okay. So you forgot to close the garage door, and you hear some groaning coming down from downstairs.
Oh, shoot. So wait, are they inside from downstairs?
So I'm going to run up the stairs, and I'm going to use my measuring tape to make a trip line.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Because they're not agile. That's going to trip them up a little bit.
Yep. I like
they
it.
They won't
I
be
like
able
it.
To get all the way up the stairs.
Okay.
I have all these small metal stitch markers, and I can throw those down the stairs to impede their feet.
Oh, like ball bearings.
So,
almost.
Did you throw them?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Okay. All right.
They didn't like that.
You know, if they fall down, we can try and like.
He starts, you see one starting to try to attempt the stairs, but apparently he fails at stairs. So he falls backwards and rolls back into the bottom.
How many does he take out?
There's no one behind him right now. This is a lone soldier. Lone soldier.
Jeez, that was a wasted opportunity.
No, it's okay. No, because keep that because we're going to have to shut the door.
I'm ready with my stabbing tools.
Well, you stab it while I shut the door.
Zombie on the bottom is figuring out how to get up.
Right.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm going to shut the door and then I'll join you with the lace.
As close to the face as I can, because I know that
you gotta
the smart
go through
thing
the
to do is to go is to like get the brain.
Okay, so you stab him in the eyeball?
Yeah.
Let's say that. Okay. So you stab him in the eyeball, he goes, and then he falls to the ground, and he goes, then he's dead.
He's gone.
Yeah, these are weak zombies. Listen, I'm trying to give us a chance, because if these were any kind of zombies with powers, we're dead.
Okay. Listen. Okay.
So he's going to be, and he just we're dies away. On the floor.
Right, listen.
So now you have the door in front of you.
All right.
So still open.
No, yeah.
Oh, I close it.
Oh, good job. Yeah. Congratulations.
Say, I was closing it while Dre was shivving the zombie in the face.
Yes. Okay. Shiv. Jess closes. I'm a bad GM. I already told you DM. I said GM. Oh, great.
Same thing. Same difference. Game master. Game.
All right. So we've gotten that door shut. And
all right, okay,
the groans are now like half and half. You see some that are trying to figure out the garage situation, but because they're stupid zombies, they really can't figure out the garage situation. And they also are toppling on top of each other because your stairs are really steep.
So, that's fair.
So they're having a hard time.
We should reinforce these doors.
Do we have anything to reinforce the doors with?
I have another tape measure.
All the tape measures.
There's
Let's
definitely
just break
more
out
yarn.
All the tape measures.
I have at least three balls of
I just. I think if we have some super bulky, we could knit a very sweet net. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I do not have that.
I have lots of bulky.
All right, let's do bulky.
We got some super bulky.
We have to make the giant Blake in it as a tablecloth to take him out. It worked on Minotaurs. Why not zombies?
How are we going to knit a net that fast, though? That's a lot.
I have like a quarter of a ball of yarn inside
Where's
of
Big
a
Red?
Plastic baggie. Yeah, Big Red. Big Red didn't make it.
Oh man,
I'm dying because all I've you know what this has just come to my head right now is that we would all just die.
Yeah,
because we would have nothing. We would have like.
You know what I think my favorite part of all this is?
Yeah.
Is you're like, yes, we have the apocalypse and all we have are our knitting tools, but we're in our house.
That's what I'm saying.
No, we've got all the house stuff.
No.
But
no
you're, house. Just, you're telling me that as no the zombies house. Show up, all of our belongings disappear at the
but
same time except our
knitting
stuff?
What about
all the
knitting stuff?
That seems really
house.
Unfair.
Because there is still a lot of knitted stuff in the house. There is a pretzel. We could definitely use that as a distraction.
I have a pretzel ornament in my knitting bag.
Why not?
I know.
Why not?
I mean,
it's pretty sturdy, though. I bet I could like huck it at someone.
I feel like the moral of this entire story is, oh my God, what is not in people's knitting bags? What is not in their knitting bags?
I have some borbs. I mean, they're kind of soft, but I bet if you bombarded people with them, it would at least cause some confusion.
Yeah, I've lost the plot. I actually am just dying at the fact that Drea having a pretzel in her
pansexual pride sticker. You know, I don't know what that's gonna do.
You show the pride sticker to the zombies, and they go, "Oh, that's nice."
There you go.
They're nice zombies.
I feel like this is like what? Wow. You think about it. The stuff you throw. I have earbuds. One doesn't work, but they're in here.
I have an extra part of my stash fall 22 make along pin for the hat.
Okay.
Hold on.
Metal crochet hook. I feel like you could use that as a stabbing tool.
You could.
Yeah. I've got.
You could.
A crap. Like, I could do darts with all my lace tip needles. Okay. All right. I got some pins. I'm sure those would be pokey if you put them on the floor. If people step on them.
That's a good point. If you pull off, we all have pins.
I have two nail files.
Two emery boards.
Two emery boards that are actually no longer functional because I used them and put them.
So
back.
We could like do a nice little whip in the back of their head like that.
Yeah.
I've got two non-use circulars right now, you know, just sitting there for here's my.
So the circulars we could use as a choking method, right?
Couldn't you like the rope thing?
Like I pull got the neck.
More dartable needles.
My God, how many needles do you have in there?
A lot. These are of double points.
A lot.
Man, I thought I had a lot of needles.
And I've got my darning needles.
Jess is going to stab a lot of zombies.
I'm going to stab a lot of zombies. In case we need a 4-inch ruler. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Two-inch.
Check our yarn weight.
You know.
Well, wait, now I know where all of the.
Those are all double points.
Yeah,
but I got some of your carbons.
Oh, there are my carbons.
It only took an apocalypse for you to find
all of the needles that are missing. Yes,
beads upon beads in case we need more.
Okay, can you just take a look? Do you see all those beads? Every time we literally went to Joanne's the other day, and she was like, "I might need more beads." I'm like, "You have bought so many beads in the last month.
Were different.
Please stop buying beads." There are so many beads in this house. It's like the eyes so from a few years ago, only now it's the beads.
I lost
beads.
Those again.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
The
zombies hear Meg's argument about Jess hoarding all the things. And they go, maybe not this house.
Come at me, bruh.
And they walk
away. They hear Jess yelling about how
here's some more circulars.
She has too many eyes, but she lost the eyes. And you know, that's enough for them.
Yep.
Do you know what you're giving right now? Do you know what you're giving? You're giving Mrs. Potato Head at the end of Toy Story 2, where she's just putting things into the back of her husband's back.
That was his booty.
So really,
well, close enough.
The moral of the story is just have Jess start explaining what's in her bag and all the zombies will go.
And that's, I mean, wow. I've also got my felt bucket like real close, and that's got some real pointy needles, but they break real easy. They would hurt.
The zombies are gone. They've given up.
They made a good choice.
We gotta go, Michelle.
They made a good choice.
Oh my God. This is what happens when you've been knitting or crocheting as long as we have. Your bag just is a lawless wasteland.
Yeah.
I don't know where the pretzel came from.
Of stuff. That's great. You really don't remember where that came from at all? Wow.
Like, I have no idea how long it's been in here. I mean, it's a knitting Fight Club bag, so I couldn't have been carrying it around with me too long.
That's
because
true,
I haven't
that's
had
only
the bag
been like a year
that
right?
long.
Yeah.
I have a plastic gingerbread man in one of my other bags that I'm pretty sure I got from the first craft fair we ever did, and somebody gave it to Mariel, and she put it in my bag.
I have one too.
Oh, so it was the second craft fair.
Yeah.
Second craft fair, because you were sick for the first one. Yeah. And it's in my bag.
Yep. Guys, I lost so, one of my goats.
I'm sure it's there.
The zombies are gone, and we saved the day by scaring them with all of
Did
these
we save
items.
The day or just ourselves?
Because probably like just herself. Probably just herself, because the zombies probably went to the next house.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. They got a big dog next door that way.
There's literally that way. There's dogs on all three sides of us, so I feel like everybody else will be fine. Yeah. We're the only house that doesn't have dogs in this general area.
So basically the zombies went, not this neighborhood, and just skedaddled.
The next one.
The next one.
Yeah.
But wow. Yeah, I'm glad we went on this journey. It felt very short.
It felt like it was just like a nice what's in the bag kind of episode.
I like the what's
in the most bag. Roundabout but interesting way possible.
No. Zombie apocalypse. It's not about the bag.
I'm actually going to take these emery boards out and put them in your garbage, because I don't know why I keep putting them back in my Notions bag. Because
you think I'm going to put them in the garbage when I next see a garbage.
And then you don't.
Away.
Like, I'm on the couch and I'm knitting, so I guess
I should probably throw that out.
In,
yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I also have this.
Is that a tag?
It's a tag for yarn, and guess what yarn it is? Jeans!
Jeans!
Oh, the jeans! It's the jeans! It's the jeans!
Yes. For anybody who wanted to know, the faded jeans yarn that I used for that
unfortunate shawl
that was eaten by my cat.
Yes.
It is 65% superwash merino and 35% bamboo.
That's a really interesting composition.
Yeah.
Of yarn. You don't see that often.
Yeah. And it was 1,120 yards.
Jeez.
It was a big one.
A hefty skein.
Yeah. Yeah. She was thick.
Well, to bring this all back somehow.
Can we?
No, we can't.
I feel like this episode really got away from us.
You know what, though?
Zombies.
What did you say?
I just said zombies. You know what, though? I think that is proper fitting that we went completely and lost the plot.
Yeah.
On episode 99, I think.
You know, that's fair.
You know what? You know what, guys?
You, well, how you can use 1,000 double-pointed needles against zombies.
All right, listen up, crafters.
The moral of today's story.
This is knitting boot camp.
Are we going to learn how to knit?
No.
You're going
to
learn
teach you how to trip some zombies. If they happen to come into your house.
Trip and mortally wound
zombies.
So,
yeah. Did you like my stabbing noises today?
I did. I did really enjoy them.
Yeah.
So, on that note, I hope everybody enjoyed that.
I did. One of my goats disappeared. The zombies took my goat!
What?
It's a plant protector shaped like a goat.
Oh! They were both right here, and now one of them is
context
missing.
Is important. Context is important. Just throwing that out there. Oh my God.
Well, episode 99.
Give or take.
Zombies? Question mark.
We had a lot of really serious episodes.
But now you're going to be thinking about it.
It's all about balance.
Maybe now you'll pack important stuff inside of your possible zombie apocalypse bag, okay?
Or at least clean the garbage out.
You know what? You'll put the garbage out on
time.
No,
I won't.
No, she won't.
I know I won't.
She won't. You know what will happen? She will lie in bed until she hears it down the street.
That's true.
And then she will do a mad dash to get it down to the curb.
That's true.
Every time.
Frank puts it out the night before.
Yeah,
the trash dash.
The funny thing is, she doesn't mean to do it. It legitimately happens every single Monday.
I even give myself a reminder the night before. That doesn't happen. I hope I'm helping somebody this night to remember to put their trash out.
Because, you know, those really judgmental zombies are not going to stay. Because they were just like, nah, man, not this house.
Not this house, man.
No.
Tina, do you want to take us out?
Thanks for listening. We'll be off the air now.
No, just kidding. That's it.
Just wing the sign out.
Okay. For additional content and opportunities to connect.
Wait, we're keeping this?
I don't know. We can. I'm just saying.
I love how you're just like completely phoning it in. You're like, so anyway.
If you enjoyed yourself, come back next time for our 100th episode.
Come back for more.
Guys, I just figured out this is going to be our holiday episode. You know,
This is it.
This is it.
I feel like that's fair.
I'm not going to do any bloopers. This is the holiday
episode. This is the holiday
episode. Brought to you by Part of Mustache.
You're welcome. Sure to tune in next time for more Laugh, Tears, and Drea.
Me!
And Part of Mustache.
You know what? The clock
takes
us out.
No!
Oh, no! The beads!
Ow!
Why am I elbowing the
table? My feet are covered in beads.
Oh, my God. I heard it go.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
I don't even want to get up.
Don't move. Oh, don't move.
Oh, Jess, that's so many beads.
I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much.
Oh my God, and they're white. You're never gonna find them all.
Oh, sure I will.
You're gonna be finding beads for years.
Oh, God.
I'm aware.
It'll be fine.
At this point, I did cut the episode because it was time to help Meg and Jess get all the beads off the floor that Jess just dumped. I hope you enjoyed this really silly episode, and we can't wait to celebrate 100 episodes with you here at Part of My Stash.